Government-owned strip club in D.C. by John David Kahn on November 22, 2013. We're not interested in running the day-to-day operations of the club, said Natalie Wilson, a public affairs officer for the District of Columbia's Office of Tax and Revenue. This, after the OTR seized the Stadium Club, a steakhouse and gentlemen's club frequented by professional athletes and hip-hop artists alike. The club is also the focal point of the reality show called Strip Club Queens. The club was seized in order to pay off the debts of owner James Redding, who operated the True Orleans restaurant until September, before it was shut down over more than $100,000 in unpaid sales and use taxes. Subsequently, the District of Columbia seized Redding's assets and is now the proud owner of a strip club. Wilson said, "What we'd like to do is recoup the money the owner has collected, the sales taxes that patrons have paid, on behalf of the district." Wilson said the city is able to sell all of the assets, whatever's of value inside the building, as well as the building itself. What we own, we can sell. Wilson gave no information as to how much the government would charge for a lap dance.